29 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Friday. We bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, kind of a mixed day yesterday on the grain side, Bill. What are we seeing so far on Friday here?
Well, we've got a positive day here this morning. Things were kind of mixed overnight, but as we've reopened here at 8:30 and got things going, we're doing a lot stronger than what we were overnight. Where right now we have March corn at 373 1/4. That's up 3.5. The December corn is at 398 3/4, knocking on that $4 door. That's up about 3 cents. The March beans are at 1060 3/4, up 10. And the November beans are at 1032, up 6. That's a new high for the recent period here. We were right at this number a couple weeks ago. On the wheat, we're at, for July, we're at 469 1/2. That's up 2.5. So everything commodity-wise is a little bit higher. If we look at the weekly side of it, the wheat's up about 15 cents for the week. Beans are up about 36 cents for the week at this point, and corn at 8. So if we can hold these levels, and that's an if, a big if probably, if we could hold these levels, it would be a real positive weekly close for the things here tonight. On the outside markets, we have crude oil up. The dollar's a little bit stronger, about 26 points. Equities are moderately higher, and like I say, most of your softs are lower, but most of your commodities in general are higher today. We did see some activity on the soybeans that we imported, sold some beans to China here this morning. We also sold some corn to South Korea here, they announced this morning. China's imports are way up. A lot of that is in the, they're up like 25% from a year ago for the January period. And that's a lot of it's crude oil, iron ore, things like that. But it's a positive sign that maybe their economy is picking up a little bit in China, which would be positive for the U.S. agriculture. Other news, I guess the funds were buyers yesterday, and we're probably seeing them as buyers here this morning, it looks like, too. And they pretty much bought across the board wheat, corn, soybeans, meal, and oil, all three yesterday. So some of this is due to some concerns about inflation. I still think that may be a little bit of the underlying support that we see in this market. But expect volatility as we move forward. I think we'll continue to see that with the South American harvest going on.
All right, Bill. Well, we appreciate the update.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, thanks a lot. Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign joining us today. And weather-wise, after a cool day yesterday, things warming up nicely today, although that'll bring some pretty strong winds along with it today. Breezy and warmer, mostly sunny skies with a high of 44 degrees. Winds out of the south gusting up to 40 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight, the low 38 degrees. Southwest winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour this evening. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain in the afternoon, all the way up to a high of 53. Rain likely tomorrow night, especially in the evening, the low 39. Decreasing clouds for the day on Sunday, and a high of 47 degrees. No mention of rain then all the way through Thursday of next week. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 29 degrees at 9 o'clock.